Hi, we're the Denver Broncos cheerleaders, and you're listening to Sports Crunch with DeGrom.
We are back here at Hancock Whitney Stadium on day two of 2024 Senior Bowl practices. This is Sports Crunch with D-Crom. I'm your host, David Cromelo, and we are now joined by Nick Faribault, who covers the Pittsburgh Steelers for Pittsburgh Sports Now. And yesterday, Nick, the Steelers answered one of their biggest offseason questions by hiring their new offensive coordinator, and it came in the form of former Atlanta Falcons head coach Arthur Smith. And I've heard bad reviews about the hire, to say the least. What is your unbiased take on that hire?
Yeah, it's an interesting hire because I don't think he's as bad as people are making him out to be. You know, I mean, the tenure in Atlanta obviously wasn't great, but it was really one bad year in terms of the offensive production when you look at it. You know, when you look at other metrics, success rate, stuff like that throughout his first two years, I think he showed that he could still call an offense. It could still be effective. But I think last year, you know, got caught too much in the muck. The quarterback situation, obviously, solely on him. So that really, I think, ruined the rest of the offense. And then, you know, the questions about not getting the ball, you know, London, Bijan, and Kyle Pitts at certain points. I know the overall seasonal production and targets isn't as bad as it looks. It's actually pretty good. Like, Drake London, I think, was third most targeted receiver. But, you know, you look at how concentrated that is over a game. You know, he'll have a game where he has 13 targets and then go the next four with, say, seven. So that's kind of what I'm thinking about there. So I do think, you know, he has enough playmakers to where that's hard to happen, you know, in Pittsburgh. Between George Pickens, Deontay Johnson, Najee Harris, Jalen Warren, Pat Freiermuth, they're going to probably add another receiver. I think it's going to be a little tough for him to just kind of, you know, overlook everybody. But I do think it's a safe hire. I don't think it's going to push the needle so far out. I'm very whelmed, if that's what I would say. You know, I'm not going to, you know, curse at the sky or say, wow, this is the best hire of all time. It just feels like a hire to try and, you know, save Kenny Pickett, see what he can bring while keeping the run game strong. And it just feels very average and safe.
Yeah. Yeah, and speaking of Kenny Pickett, Mike Tomlin said in his end-of-the-year press conference that he looks forward to bringing in some competition for Kenny Pickett for the starting job. How active do you expect the Steelers to be in the free agent veteran quarterback market or the free agent quarterback trade market?
Yeah, I don't expect them to make a big move. You know, we're talking about Justin Fields here. Yeah. I don't expect him to be kind of an option for them. I think, you know, they're going to go for a mid-tier guy. I think they really want to give Kenny this chance to win that job again. I think the most likely outcome is just Mason Rudolph coming back and giving them that competition. Now, if you really think Mason Rudolph, Kenny Pickett, and, I don't know, maybe a mid-round draft pick is enough of a QB competition, I got a brace to sell you. It's not. You can't win in the playoffs with that, even if you have a great run game. But what you can do, I feel like, is add a veteran the more substantial caliber. Yeah. And what I mean by that is, I don't even mean like, you know, Kirk Cousins. I'm talking about Jacoby Brissett. Yeah. Maybe they get Ryan Tannehill. That would make sense, right, with, you know, with Arthur Smith. Yeah. Just someone that has proven to be able to do some good things in this league. Tannehill's a guy that's gone to the AFC Championship, at least has a winning pedigree again. It's not going to be a pretty QB room. Everybody's going to be talking about it this summer, how that's going to be an issue because they're not going to make the big move. They're going to give Kenny Pickett another chance. But I will say, at least let's kind of see what they do. But I expect Mason Rudolph is going to be the move. And then mid-round draft pick, you know, Michael Pratt, Jordan Travis, someone like that.
Definitely. And another big question hovering over the Steelers right now is the future of Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin, that guy has a gold jacket in his future, but he only has 1 year left on his current contract. And historically, the Rooneys do not let their coaches into a season with 1 year left on their contracts. Do you anticipate a new contract for Mike Tomlin before the 2024 season?
Yes, I do. Mike Tomlin's not going anywhere. Now, there was a reason he probably put that smoke out there, whether that is for extension and, you know, a nice little raise, or he wants some concessions in that contract, more control over certain things. Now, I'm not sure what that is, but I would imagine that's why that was leaked. But I don't really think he ever thought about seriously stepping away, and I don't think he will. Obviously, he's still a great coach, has his flaws that he kind of has his blind spots, you know, like Kenny Pickett, for example, that's kind of holding him back, you know. He gets a legitimate quarterback. We've seen what he can do. He was a super-winning coach with Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, of course.
Now, they have some things that they probably need to clear up, just on the defensive side of the ball and the secondary and different things like that. But Mike Tomlin will be back, and I think he's the right man for the job. I think people are over – I think people in Pittsburgh specifically are kind of – overrating some of his flaws. So I think he'll be back, and I think he's the right man for the job.
Couldn't agree more about Mike Tomlin. And last but not least, the Steelers hit it out of the park in the draft last year with two core pieces on defense, and Keanu Benton at defensive tackle and Joey Porter Jr. at corner. What positions do you think they attack in the draft this year?
Yeah, I think offensive line again, right? Broderick Jones had a pretty promising first year, too, their first-round draft pick. I played right tackle and left tackle. We're kind of see where he's going, but tackle has to be one. Dan Moore Jr. has not progressed well. He is a guy that needs to probably be replaced, and there's a ton of tackle talent. Just at the Senior Bowl here, we're talking, Tyler Guyton, Talisi Fuaga, Kingsley Salamatea.
Jackson Powers Johnson.
Yeah, at center, right? Yeah. That would be good. Zach Frazier there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good centers. Cedric Van Pran. So I would imagine those two, the corner and safety, they're just a really slow secondary. That's the issue. They were the slowest secondary in football last year. Patrick Pierce is probably going to be back in some capacity. And you have to surround him with speed to really accentuate what Patrick Pearson does well. So I think a guy that makes sense there would be, Quinyon Mitchell, someone like that. So they need secondary help. And what they really need is that offensive line help, because you've got to build up, that offensive line to run Arthur Smith's system. And even if, Kenny Pickett doesn't end up taking a leap and he doesn't do anything that they want him to see, well, you're looking for a quarterback next year, but you might have that O-line. You might have a very dominant defense. And that, to me, is then, okay, you set yourself up for the swing the next year, and you can become a real serious contender in the AFC.
Nick Faribault, Pittsburgh Sports Now, Steelers beat reporter. Always a pleasure to have you with us, my man.